other yak babies. Sex, presidents, and sometimes books.
Welcome to Yak Babies, the only podcast on the internet sponsored by Booger Barn, the barn made from boogers. My name's Aaron, here with my personal pals Dave.
Morning, boys.
Brick.
Aloha.
And call it from Old Ireland, Old Irish Nico.
Is the barn is made of boogers?
Yeah.
So there's a booger barn door.
Booger barn door. Booger barn dooring is when you are trying, you want to pick your nose, but then you sneeze before you can and boogers blast everywhere.
Right at your front door.
Yeah. We're not talking about boogers today. We're talking about something else instead.
Instead.
Seamless transition.
Smooth as silk, as always.
Yeah. This is actually the topic that came up. We recorded this episode entirely, I think, like over a year ago, maybe. And then I canned it because after the record, I thought back to what we had said and I was like, I'm dissatisfied with that. And so I wanted to do it over because I want to take a different, maybe, angle on this topic. Topic is fan fiction. And it's a extremely popular form of writing. I think there's sites like fanfiction.net and so forth that have tons of writers and readers, but it's like this weird underground of literature. And I wanted to sort of get your thoughts on it and discuss sort of what our approach or sort of history with fanfiction is, what we think about it, and some of those issues. So have any of you ever read fanfiction with any sort of seriousness or sort of earnestness?
Nope.
And why not?
I'm not. I mean, just in general, kind of amateur writing is not something I like to read unless I'm being paid for it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't super interest me. I think there's, I don't even know if this would qualify, but like there's some like postmodernist stuff that maybe plays into that a little bit that's interesting, yeah. But I can't imagine, like we've had long and exhaustive episodes. I don't know if they're on Yak Babies or on our previous incarnations about fandom and what that kind of cultural existence is. And I just really don't. It seems weird. It seems strange to me to be so into, like, I have the things that I like that I'm into, but to like craft your identity around like a consumer product seems very strange to me. Even if I understand it academically, I do. So like to spend all my free time then wanting to read made up stories about fictional characters, it just doesn't interest me. It seems silly.
I mean, I spend most of my time thinking about fictional characters. but I think there is a difference between an obsession and just like an interest, like people who, you know, like Firefly or whatever, and there's no more Firefly being made, so they write their own stories. Like that's different to me than crafting an identity around it or like obsessing around it, that being your entire life. I think there could be a balance there. But I don't read it either.
I'm not sure there is.
You definitely
though.
Have yeah. to be. I think you have to be pretty committed to the subject matter to want to read it, right? Maybe, I mean, writing it too, obviously. But like, if you're gonna go read fan fiction, you have to be probably a pretty big fan of Firefly or Harry Potter or whatever it is to want to go spend time reading those stories. But so something that Brick mentioned too, I think, is an important topic here, which is like the amateur versus professional thing too, and how we define amateur. It feels like literature more so. Comparing it to like music or things like video games, even for instance, like I feel like hobbyists in those fields, like someone who just puts together a side project of their band and plays at a bar, you might go watch it or like listen to their Bandcamp tracks, whatever, and be like, oh yeah, cool, whatever. But someone who's like, I wrote a novel in my spare time, and you're like, no, thank you. Like, no one wants to read that. And I wonder what that distinction means. Yeah. Like, why are we allergic to amateur writers?
So, I mean, I think it kind of, like I said about like the postmodern, I think there's room because that right. remixing angle is interesting in music and in video games and in other things. And I think that can be interesting in, like, I would read short stories that take an approach that remix some kind of known IP or characters or whatever and use them in an interesting way. To me, that's a different kind of artistic approach than just writing another Scooby-Doo episode because you didn't get the one that was horny enough for you. Like those seem like very different things. And I'm being a little dismissive, but also my impression of fan fiction is it's largely written by horny people.
Impossible to imagine a Scooby-Doo episode that's not the maximum level of horny.
So I accidentally fell down that hole one time. I have a story for you. On a bro to bro that you can ask me immediately following this recording.
I mean, I think you're right. There is definitely a big contingent of like the it seems like, I mean, this is all, I don't know, I don't have enough information to really make these generalizations, but I do think a lot of fan fiction is driven by like a sort of melodramatic romance angle, right? It's like getting, it's like shipping characters, getting characters into relationships that they aren't already established in the canon literature, and then exploring that. And then things like, I don't know, it's like there's weird permutations from there. And there is some degree to which that is like interesting resistance to corporate monoculture, right? Like if you take these DC Comics characters owned by Warner Brothers, or now owned by AT&T, right? The sort of larger parent company. And then all of a sudden make them into like Batman is married to Aquaman, who is pregnant with Batman's child. And it's like this whole like complicated thing. It's like you're subverting the tropes of those characters that are corporate approved, but then I just have no desire to read it, right?
Yeah, it sounds like playing with action figures in a bathtub to me, which is, I got more toys than most adults, so like I'm only throwing so many stones, but at the same time it's I don't know, like I can see the appeal of it, but I like, you've called it literature a few times, and I don't, not to be a snob, but I don't think it's the same thing.
Well, can you unpack that?
Yeah, I don't think people having fun writing, you know, little vignettes with character, to me that's the equivalent of like us writing dumb comic strips and sharing them for fun, which is a fun activity and a hobby, but that's not art.
I mean, I think there's still a way to, like, if you are a Harry Potter fan and you just like those characters and you would rather read somebody's story about them rather than kind of slog through and try to find a new story that you might or might not like. And it's like, at least, I mean, I can see the appeal, because, you know, then that those characters or that world is just kind of like it's like comfortable and easy, you know, as opposed, you know, it's like the way that you might watch, like me and Kathleen are watching Friends right now, you know, and that's easier to watch than something like 12 Years a Slave or something. You know, sometimes you don't want the big, you know, the big L literature. You just want the nice, easy Harry Potter story that's comfortable.
Well, so when I was a kid, I read a lot of Star Wars novels. And so what makes that non-fanfic? Is it just the fact that it's packaged by a publisher and put out for sale?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's part of what I was thinking about in my reaction to our previous stab at this topic was, I came out sort of saying like, yeah, I don't read fanfic and I think it's dumb. But then I thought about it later, I was like, I read fanfic all the time because I read mainstream comics, and mainstream comics are nothing but fanfic. It's writers who weren't even, not only weren't born, their parents weren't born.
Right.
These characters were created and now they're telling their stories.
But there's literally editors who are hired for like continuity and to like determine and to there's a measure of quality control there that's not the same.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Like the main difference is there is like some sort of apparatus of quality control, right? But then we can also conceive of a situation where a fanfic writer hones their craft, becomes really good at their, and actually, I mean, comics writers, that's where they come from.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Michel Fife who's a French Canadian comics artist. I can't remember his specific national origin, but he's great. And his biggest thing, his like most high profile thing lately has been he rewrote Suicide Squad, the DC Comics property, and like made the characters his own, but like they're very like obvious copies of the characters, but he took them in this really weird psychedelic direction, and it was really cool, and it's still going on. And he got work in comics from doing that.
The Ninja Turtles were that with Daredevil, right?
Yeah, Daredevil and like Wolverine, other kind of DC comics, for sure, yeah, and X-Men.
So, I mean, I understand that it's part of the process. I think, again, that's true in music. You start by copying, right? When you're a visual artist, you start by copying and remixing and all that. And it's not to say there's no value in it, but I think it's not an end point, at least from my view. And it's fine if it is, if it is something that you enjoy, but it's not. I see that as very different than like the thing that the guy does as he's honing his craft is not the same as when he finally says, all right, now I'm ready to do my thing. Right. And they're different. And I think, you know, part of it is just subjective and historical. Like once an author or creative gets to a certain point, then the stuff they did before becomes of more value and interest to people than maybe otherwise.
Right.
And there's no, like, you can't really write the rule around that. But there's a lot of authors who I've read books for that I don't really need to read the things they were doing when they were figuring out how to write when they were 20, you know?
Right. Yeah, we talked about this before, the Tennessee Williams thing, how he used to write under a different name as he was learning to write. And once he got good, he threw all his stuff away and then wrote under his actual name.
Yeah.
I can't remember if that was our podcast or not. Yeah. So like, that's kind of that thing where you might go back and read Tennessee Williams's like early stuff to kind of figure out what's going on. But then you wouldn't do that if you didn't already buy into Tennessee Williams as a literary figure already. And it sounds like what you're saying, Brick, is like, you're not going to spend the time, and neither am I, frankly, the time to read fanfic and find out who the good fanfic writers are on the off chance that one of them is doing like really interesting stuff. Like maybe someone's writing really compelling Denver the Last Dinosaur fanfiction, but I'm not going to go seek it out.
Yeah. I mean, but the truth is there's so much like known quantity good writing out there that like that can't be the appeal for reading those things. The appeal is I really like these characters. Hmm. And maybe like Nico said, it's because it's easy and safe. And maybe it's because people are horny. I really think it's because they're horny. But that's it. You know, it's like I could watch lots of fish movies or I could just write Finding Nemo stories over and over. And like it seems strange to choose the latter to me. That's all.
Well, you know, and probably for people who are into reading it, they either aren't aware or they don't care to distinguish the good from the bad. As long as it tickles that, you know, as long as it hits those buttons, then what do they care whether it's well put together or not?
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, I don't want to essentialize, but like I'm sure a significant swath of the audience is, yeah, just looking for the characters and interactions and whatever. And again, I'll put myself in there. Like when it comes to reading the Justice League comics, I sometimes spend a lot of time reading bad comics because I just like Justice League characters. And that's, you know, I watched a bad movie about them.
Yeah, and I think a realist essential part of it, to go back to that fandom stuff, is not just the writing but the participation in the social stuff around the writing.
Absolutely.
Right? It's not just I want to consume a story about Minnie Mouse in post-apocalyptic Mexico, right? It's also I want to talk about it on Twitter and like we can get into these kind of communal imagination what-if scenarios that we talk about, and I get it, but I don't know. It's also just kind of sad to me.
I would put a lot less emphasis on whether or not it's been like officially published, because like Twilight exists. Twilight was fanfic. It was officially published. That's no mark of quality. It's just a mark of popularity. It's like, it's just, if it attains a certain popularity, publisher's going to publish it. They don't give a shit how good or bad it is. That's not really like, doesn't do it for me. And I've read enough published books that are shit that like, I don't like, if a story is good, it's good. It's just for me, it's just the problem of finding a good story in an ocean of fan fiction, you know, that publishing step, I guess, just cuts out a little bit at least. And maybe there's like independent reviews of stuff, but I don't think it's necessarily better to read a Star Wars book that's been published by, you know, whatever publisher that was, versus somebody's fanfic, Star Wars fanfic online somewhere. I think you have the same kind of hit rate.
I guess I wonder about that. Like, would you have the same hit ratio? I wonder if the publishing of it all makes it so that there's some of the less likely to hit stuff is sort of weeded out so that you get a smaller target or a smaller pool to draw from. But I think you are right in the sense that reading a good novelization of Star Wars or a Star Wars novel, whatever, is the same as reading good fan fiction. It's just we don't necessarily know where the good fan fiction is or the good Star Wars novels necessarily.
But I mean, I think that's where some of that licensing comes down to, right? Because those things do get picked up by the quality control saying this is above the, even if it's still like Twilight is the cap, right? There's someone at the publisher saying this is worthy of what we deem as the thing, right? And it's
or this will sell.
Yeah, it's just sell.
Right. But not only this will sell, but like we're willing to attach our name to this, right? It does mean something, even if you don't like the thing they're attaching the name to. Enough people do that's how they define that brand, right? Twilight's obviously dumb, but a lot of people disagree, and whoever manages that brand is going to make decisions that are fairly thoughtfully positioned to continue to grow that brand.
I was just gonna say, by the way, I meant 50 Shades of Grey is fan fiction of Twilight.
Right, right. And there's that other book that was One Direction fanfic that then turned into a book and a movie, right? I can't remember the name of it now, but it's the same chemical process that got us 50 Shades of Grey. Brick, you mentioned community, and that seems to be the one of the most important things in this discussion is the fact that fanfiction comes with a built-in community. And it's one of the things that I actually really admire about it is that, I mean, people build relationships and friendships and, you know, all the stuff around their shared love of fucking Voltron or whatever. And it's really cool. And it also, as a writer, from that angle, it's a guaranteed readership. Like the, or almost, right? If you get involved in fanfic, someone's going to read your work and maybe they won't love it and they'll critique it. But you have a better, I feel like you have better odds of having someone read your story if you write it about the Scooby-Doo sex thing than just writing a literary fiction story about a divorce and putting it in some no-name magazine, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if we want readers to read our work.
And they're probably going to be more engaged on the, you know, Voltron fucking subreddit.
Yeah, and like probably giving more critical feedback too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So, I mean, I see a lot of what it feels like is sort of this, like the internet hive mind, is a lot of these quality control things and a lot of these things are becoming democratized or at least spread out amongst the, and there's value in that, I think, in making things better and, like, you know, turning things that are of interest into extended universes and blah, 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 and actually having that kind of generated and grown through interest and through the people that actually care about it. But there's also just as much room for that to become dangerously toxic. And I don't think, because I think these same patterns are not just attached to Voltron yes. and Scooby-Doo. They're also attached to politics, and they're also attached to medicine now in like horrible things, right? So, and it all kind of comes into this same, I don't know, this is probably taken in a direction we don't need to go, but there's something here that's kind of at the beginning of humanity's fucking like transference into the internet or something, right? Like, that's an oversimplification, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't think there would be fanfic communities without the internet, right? Like, I don't think, it's not a coincidence those things are together. Like, not in the same way and not to the same purpose.
Not in the same way, but there definitely were. I mean, that's where superhero comics in the 50s, when the revival of superhero comics came from, it was all sci-fi nerds who would go to sci-fi conventions and write their, like, stories, and they still liked reading about Superman, and were like, what if we did Superman now and, like, added some more details? And all the stuff came from that sort of fan association. Sure. But you're right, it's not the same. You still had to do that via correspondence, like print court. You had to, like, write letters to people across the country and take 6 weeks to hear back and get comments on your story, whereas now it's instantaneous. And I see what you're saying about the possible, I don't know, danger of building your entire world around Voltron fanfic, and all of a sudden that's all you care about, and that's where sort of like you feel like you're, like, there's that, I don't know if you've ever read about the Steven Universe fan community and how insane it is. Like, the show Steven Universe on Cartoon Network is like a pretty good show, but people are really, really into it and put a lot of weight on those characters and the stories and so forth, and there's a pretty active fan fiction community, and when someone does and it doesn't sort of meet another person's headcanon, they get really, really into it, and there's like some insanely toxic fights that come out of it. It's very bizarre, but it does seem like that's probably not good to have that deep of a connection to characters that you don't control and never will. Well, listeners, tell us about your fanfic experiences. Do you write it? Do you read it? Who do you want to see fuck in literary form? Tell us on Twitter at YakBabies and email us at YakBabiesPodcast@gmail.com. Also, find us on Patreon, patreon.com/YakBabies for access to our secret bonus podcast for $1 a month. You can get all kinds of goodies there. There's drafts, Broto Bros, including a Broto Bro based in this episode. So look for those there and more. And also our merch is online. I forgot what the link is. I'll memorize it for next time. Until then, Yak Babies, yakking off.
It's tinyurl.com/YakBabies.
Nice. Perfect.
The Yak Babies would like to thank all the loyal listeners, and especially their patrons, both past and present, including Michael, Bonnie, Sebastian, David, Roger, Kathleen, Bailey, Andrew, and William Howard Taft.